This morning, our scripture comes from the Old Testament, the book of Deuteronomy, the 34th chapter, verses 1 through 12. And it is our lectionary for today for the Old Testament. The New Testament, of course, is the greatest commandment out of Matthew's gospel. But from beginning to end, Moses died. He dies and he is buried in the land of Moab. Then Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo to the top of Pisgah, which is opposite of Jericho. And the Lord showed him the whole land, Gilead as far as Dan, all of Naphtali and the land of Ephraim and Manassas and all the land of Judah as far as the western sea, the Negeb and the plain, that is, the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees, as far as Zoar. The Lord said to him, "This is the land of which I swore to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, saying, I will give to you and to your descendants. I have let you see it with your eyes, but you shall not cross over there." Then Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, and the Lord's command. He was buried in the valley of the land of Moab, opposite of Beth Peor. But no one knows his burial place to this very day. Moses was 120 years old when he died. His sight was unimpaired, and his vigor had not abated. The Israelites wept for Moses in the plains of Moab for 30 days. Then the period of mourning for Moses had ended. Joshua, son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom because Moses had laid his hands on him and the Israelites obeyed him, doing as the Lord had commanded Moses. Never since has there arisen a prophet in Israel like Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face. He was unequaled for all the signs and wonders that the Lord sent him to perform in the land of Egypt against Pharaoh and all of his servants and his entire land. For all the mighty deeds and all the terrifying displays of power that Moses performed in the sight of all Israel. This is the word of our Lord this day for us, his children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O great and mighty God, we do thank you this day for your word, and we just ask, Lord, your blessings now upon this time that is at hand, that you just allow the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart this day be pleasing in your sight. For it is in your Son's great and holy name I do pray. Amen.